This is a CKTZ News update. Kate Madigan has been hired as Cortez Island's first economic development officer through the Cortez Community Economic Development Association. Madigan says she's been involved with the organization as well as others on Cortez for quite some time in various capacities.
I guess I started grant writing for CEDA, the Community Economic Development Association, and just for the Village Commons, which you're probably familiar with, that property in the middle of Manson's Landing, which is it was owned by CEDA, and they were just like, this is raw land, there's nothing on it, it actually needs to be cleaned up seriously. So I started looking for funding for them. It was a job because my job at the ambulance station as a paramedic was starting to, it wasn't as attractive for me, the hours, they had changed things up, so I really needed to find something else. So I hung a shingle as a grant writer, and of course the funding came in, and then it's like, you know the job, you know the details of the project, why don't you project manage? And I wasn't the only one doing that. We were really quite a team, the land working group of CEDA, and just things led to another because the foundation needed a grant writer, the General Forestry Cortez Forest General Partnership. I got some funding for them for their skills training. And of course, they were like, we need a project manager. So I was the project manager for that and for training forestry workers and the CIA. One thing led to another. And before I knew it, I was doing all sorts of grant writing and project managing for quite a range of different projects in the community.
Okay. Now, for example, I'll just use sort of a sports term here, but what is your playbook for this economic development officer job?
I was at the REAP conference last, the Rural Island Economic Partnership Forum last week in Gabriola, and one person said, how can you have economic development in the face of a housing crisis, really? And I was just like, you're so right. This is just an all hands on deck type of a crisis that we're facing. And, you know, there was actually somebody there from the Southern Gulf Islands organization that had started up and operating a it's called Housing Now Registry. And they have tenants registering and landowners or people who want to rent something out registering, and they match them up. They're the go-between person organization. So I just thought, I had already thought that was like, that's a really short-term housing solution that maybe we need on Cortez. We've got this wonderful Rainbow Ridge project, but that's a very longer term solution, and I think other shorter term solutions. So that might be something that I kind of work on, that I might try and get going. There's so many other things. I heard a hint that there might be some movement towards rural transportation initiatives, and Cortez and Quadra might be scoped into that. So that's another thing I'm really keen on. I helped out with the transportation demand study back in 2017 for Cortez. We did a study for that.
That's right.
And that was one of the recommendations, was community bus or shuttle on Quadra. And Quadra needs that too. And then also there's the value-added wood products. That report has been unofficially released now with the recommendations in there as to how to further and advance the value-added wood processing for wood that's harvested on Cortez through the co-op, the Community Forest Co-op. And so I'm really looking forward to working on that. We want to do other things like, for the organization, we would like to update the Cortez Local Economic Action Plan, otherwise known as the LEAP report, which was produced through just an amazing community engagement process. Back in 2018, it was released. And so it's been 5 years. Let's update that. And I think Colin will have a lot to say about that. There's so many other things, Greg. We want to work on climate change action and regenerative tourism. We want to work on strengthening partnerships with the other island nonprofits, maybe give a bit of a grant writing service. Seems to be something I can do. Also partner with the Clahoot First Nation on a couple of things, including the value-added wood processing idea and project. There's so many other things. We want to be involved with the social profit gathering that's coming up on June 20th and continue to be involved in that. And maybe we'll get into some social enterprise development for CEDA, which is, you know, this is a way to help nonprofits fund their operation budgets. People might not know that nonprofits are actually allowed to operate a business in order to fund their activities, as long as the profits aren't going to an individual. Nonprofits are allowed to do that, and maybe we need to find out how to do that so that our nonprofits are stronger and they have the resources they need to meet all of the community needs here on Cortez.
Okay, now Kate, just a final question. This is basically listed as a two-year-long position. You've just rallied through a tremendous plethora of ideas, and I got the feeling that you mentioned the doing more to create more housing on Cortez was pretty close to the top of the list. What would be the other, say, two top ideas that you'd really like to focus on that you think can be accomplished in the next couple of years?
Yeah, I guess that was quite a list, wasn't it? But again, it's not going to be just me doing things. Again, we've got a good board with CETA coming up, and this is actually in conjunction and in collaboration with other nonprofits, such as the Community Forest Co-op and the Foundation. The Foundation is a huge partner with CETA. And so it's not just me doing all this stuff. This is just me supporting and keeping things going. But to top the list, and it's really the worker housing. I was involved with the hotel tax, spearheading that when NOBA was in still. And so I have a little bit of knowledge about that. But that's, I think, I really don't think that I can ignore that one. It does top the list. And then just things that are already going already is the value-added wood products processing on the island here and getting some kind of business plan off the ground there, updating LEAP, and just working on advancing the village commons. Like, those are all things that are already happening, and they need to be supported, and they need to keep moving forward. So I'll be helping a lot with those things.
Great, Kate. I will just ask you quickly to describe what you term worker housing. Is that for businesses that, say, are trying to hire people and they aren't able to hire people who already have accommodation on Cortez? And so it's a way to support businesses to find accommodations for their workers?
Yeah, and I haven't looked into it enough to see how that would work. But I could see myself working closely with businesses who have expressed the need for, that they're the only reason why they can't get people to work at their businesses because they know that any potential workers don't have housing. So I think I would probably work with businesses on the island to try and advance that. I think that's probably how it would work.
CETA Board of Directors Chair Colin Funk says the need for a local economic development officers was identified about 5 years ago. And with the hiring of Madigan, finally, there's some stability for that position.
Indeed, in what I would consider a more formal stage. Over the last few years, we've had a number of short-term contracts and some other opportunities to do business development or coordination level of doing some workshops or some training programs. But this is a dedicated position for 2 years, which is really valuable in terms of stability, because quite often we'd get going and the funding would run out, or it was a very short-term approach. Yes, this is very exciting. And the idea of having an economic development officer or manager, this was identified near 5 years ago when we did our LEAP report, which is the kind of economic development vision document, that in order to do all this stuff, you need someone to coordinate. So that was really great to be in this position now.
Okay, now tell us just briefly how funding came about for this.
The funding has come through the Rural Diversification Fund. So this is, and there's a number of other island organizations that did get the funding as well through the BC government. Throughout the year, we're continually writing grants for projects. And through some very detailed grant writing and being persistent, that's where the majority of the funding has come through, of just government funding at the provincial level.
All right. Now, first, perhaps you could just refresh us, Colin, on the evolution of the Cortez Community Economic Development Association. When did it begin? But what specifically has really changed over the past year? How has it evolved, essentially?
Yeah, I see a few phases. We started, I think, 2012. It was a small group of people that were tourism operators that got together to build some synergy and to help with marketing. And that was everything from ecotourism to vacation rentals and such. That was the Cortez Business and Tourism Association. And we were linked with the Quadra Chamber of Commerce. So in some regards, it was an attempt to create a chamber of commerce. About 5 years ago, we realized that there was a lot more challenges and a much broader scope of issues that we needed to tend with. And that's when we expanded our mandate from Chibata, the sole business and tourism association, to community economic development. And that process was really around making sure we had community front there with generating well-being for all individuals. But there was a name change and a mandate change. COVID, that kind of all things, turned things into all sorts of strange directions. And we were very fortunate that we spent a good amount of time working on the Village Commons project during that process. Coming out of that, we realized that there was a lot of opportunity that was being missed, or just resources weren't there. So having a coordinated approach, thus a economic development officer, started to be the number one priority. And that's where we are today, a board of directors with an officer coordinator that will be helping us move a number of our present and future goals forward.
Yes, Kate has spoken of those goals. Where do you see sustainable enterprise opportunities for the Cortez community?
That's the one we're always talking about, and no easy answer there at all. The Rural Islands Economic Partnership, which is a kind of a network of other islands, has been an important group outside of Cortez for us to pay attention to. So we just recently were at their annual conference. And one of the things for sustainability is to also pay attention to things that are working around you and on island. So we were sharing stories with the other islands. They were sharing best case scenarios and best practices. It's an ever-evolving thing in terms of trying to find the proper formula. And for us, one of our approaches is to pay attention to what's going on here that's working, and also be very curious about what's happening in the North and South Gulf Islands as well.
Okay, I'll ask you just a final question, if I could please, Colin, and that is, what steps do you feel are necessary to be less dependent on the tourism sector for Cortez Island?
I think tourism is a really important piece of our economy. I think we need to not be concerned about advertising or just encouraging numbers here, but I think we need to get ahead of things and get feedback from the community in terms of when visitors are here, what type of experiences do we want them to have, and how is that contributing a positive net effect here? And the term we like to use is regenerative tourism. Not only is it a benefit to someone coming here, but it's a benefit to the citizens here and also the environment. So that's a big ask, and that's the kind of tourism sector. There's a lot of other opportunities that can help diversify the economy. We have seen over the last few years the rise in online remote work. That's another interesting way that people can augment their work. We're also looking at trying to coordinate collectives of artists that can be building synergy in terms of the arts economy here. Everything from entertainment to the making of artifacts and jewelry and such. And then there's also, Kate has spearheaded a lot of work around value-added wood products. So, you know, that it's not a huge basket of diversity right now. We're hoping to pay attention to what else might be there. And yeah, it's an ever-changing kind of process. But for me, it's around paying attention to the good news, what's happening that we can build off of.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.